Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. President Biden is paying tribute to Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who died today at the age of 95. Mr. Biden met with Benedict at the Vatican in 2011 and says he will always remember his generosity and welcome, as well as their meaningful conversation. Pope Francis will preside over Benedict's funeral on Thursday. CBS's Chris Livesay is outside of the Vatican.
The news comes after Pope Francis asked for prayers for his predecessor on Wednesday after referring to Pope Benedict as, quote, very sick. And ever since then, the Vatican has been saying that the former pope was lucid and alert until this morning when it announced that he had died in the same Vatican monastery he's called home since he stepped down.
Now to Ukraine, where President Zelensky says the world won't forgive Russia amid new wave of attacks on New Year's Eve. More than 30 people have been hurt and one has died. The BBC's Danny Eberhard has more.
They call themselves Christians, but they're following the devil, said President Zelensky straight to camera as he described how Russia had attacked Ukrainians at Easter, Christmas and now New Year. He delivered part of his address to Russians in their native tongue. The war Moscow was waging, he said, was not with NATO as it maintained, but to keep one person, Vladimir Putin, in power.
Parts of California are under a flood watch this New Year's Eve through late tonight due to heavy rain and melting snow, and people are being warned to get sandbags ready. Brian Hurley is at the National Weather Service.
The storm system right now here New Year's Eve is affecting mainly Central and Southern California and a large part of Nevada and into Utah. Over time, on New Year's Eve night and into New Year's Day, this storm system will be moving into the Four Corners region, the Southwest.
But elsewhere in the world, fireworks painted rainbows in the sky in North Korea and Taiwan. In New York City's Times Square, the welcome celebration for 2023 is on in full force. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In New York Friday, they tested the crystal ball ahead of the biggest party of them all in Times Square. It's back in full force for the first time since the start of the pandemic.
New York City, I'm hoping it's coming back and thriving after COVID.
In 2020, only essential workers were allowed in. Last year, the crowd was capped at just 15,000. But this year, there are no COVID restrictions. Police are ready for the return of enormous crowds.
Darius Rucker is just one of the musicians featured on CBS's New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash tonight. Sheryl Crow will also be performing. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS20.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican. But the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers, one of your co-hosts. We're also joined by Brian Kelly on
this. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Friday afternoon. Brian, how you doing, my friends?
I'm full of magic and wonder, Luke, as always.
Always full of magic and wonder.
I have just saved that Saturday log, and we are ready to go.
It is 2 o'clock, folks. It hits.
Oh
no
yeah.
What?
Oh look, we're live on the air. It feels
we're
like
live
we're
on the radio today.
See, I once back in the day when I decided I'm going to be an actor, I had some foresight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I in my mind I realized, you know, also working in a bar. That what was one of the last bars that didn't have any cameras in it. I don't know why. But anyway, that's another. We've touched
that's
along
a tangent. That's a tangent for another day.
We've circled around that subject for a while this week, but we're not going to go there. The point is that I made a decision to live my life as if I was on film anyway. It was at the time around like reality TV is coming on, and I'm like, you know, let's just assume I'm on camera all the time. So either way, I won't be unprepared. Even if I'm tired, somebody's watching me. So I always want, and also like if I'm on the street, let's say, and I fall and, you know, or do something crazy, I want it to be entertaining for the other person watching. I want the other person to go and say, you know, that guy, you know, he fell, but that was awesome.
The observer there wouldn't feel bad for you for falling. This is what you're saying. You want to make a show of it.
I guess I always want to put on a good show,
there
even
you go.
If it sucks.
Well, folks, we're hoping to put on a good show for you here on Dueling Tangents on this Friday afternoon. You're listening to the program across Civic Media in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, being produced on the ones and twos by the excellent Evan. We appreciate you, E, for boarding the show today. Besides Devil Radio, though, we're also broadcasting on the Civic Media Network in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Oshkosh Air Support and Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air in Amory, and Radio from the Center in Richland Center. If you'd like to share a Friday tangent with us, 844-967-2789 is the phone number to do so at. But somebody that, you know, Brian, they are act surprised when all eyes are on them, but they really shouldn't, because what they say and what they float as maybe a possible idea actually matters. Not to say that what we do and say doesn't, but there's a certain group of people, Brian, that when the analysis comes out, they're like, what are you talking about? We never said that. And then after they've downplayed it, turns out it is what they're trying to go for. And I'm talking about Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Because, Brian, we're getting word now over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the Republican-led state Senate is doing exactly what supporters of the Tim Michaels campaign here in Wisconsin were saying that he absolutely did not support. There was no way that this was his proposal. It is absurd to link Tim Michaels with a flat tax. It is absurd to link Republicans with a flat tax. But Brian, guess what?
They want to do a flat tax?
Republicans in the state Senate are moving towards phasing in a flat tax. That's what their desire is. Folks, hate to say it, but I told you so.
now here's a fun thing for them, because I think they've grasped upon another idea that when you explain it to like a third grader, to a fifth grader, it would seem very fair. Everyone pays the same percentage rate, and then it's all fair. But that's if you are talking to a third to a fifth grader when you are explaining it. But when you actually look at the impact or how this happens, and then you factor in things like, I don't know, write-offs and, you know, all these wonderful agribusiness tax credits and a whole bunch of other, there's a plethora of things available to you if you make a lot of money in the first place. So, you know, sure, you want to go and do a flat tax on an income tax? Okay, that makes it seem like everybody has the same rate. Okay, get rid of write-offs for anyone who's making over $500,000.
No,
get rid of all of them.
Brian, you can't get rid of those tax loopholes as well. Like, it's important to point out in this context that I would love a fair tax policy. But yeah, absolutely. Corporations like Amazon and the other big Fortune 500 companies use all of the loopholes that Brian just described to have effective tax rates lower than you and I.
Heck, look at the manufacturers and agribusiness tax credit. You know, that thing. You don't have to manufacture anything or grow anything to actually qualify. You can have a hedge fund and have that qualify.
You can have a family trust like Senator Ron Johnson's family that uses that same tax loopholes to take care of tax benefits.
What is the effective tax rate? What is the effective tax rate for that tax credit?
I believe zero. Or excuse me, it's like 0.004%.
Yep. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. But my point is that, okay, if you think it's not fair to close, you know, any write-offs for anyone who's making over $500,000, I have a bunch of union friends who are waiting on a pension that would love to go and share their experience with you. If you're so hard up, because they've had, you know, I mean, I think your hardships coincide. You know, you thought you were getting something and then you didn't.
Well, this is the headline, Brian, over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck. Senate Republicans want to phase in a flat 3.5% income tax. Now, earlier this year, we saw analysis of what a flat tax would mean from two different models, because Tim Michaels, Republican gubernatorial candidate, empty suit candidate here in Wisconsin for 2022, said that he would not want to raise taxes on anyone. And he had two things that didn't really coincide. He didn't want to raise taxes on anyone, and he wanted to make it about around 5%. So this is already coming in 1.5% lower than that 5% proposal by Tim.
Oh, they're negotiating, right?
But this is kind of the lane, Brian, that is, oh, well, it wouldn't raise taxes on anyone because it's right around the flat. It's the bottom of the progressive income tax structure that the state of Wisconsin has right now. And so this is taking that vein. We're not going to raise taxes on anyone, but this model, this proposal would blow a multi-billion dollar hole in the funding mechanism for the state of Wisconsin in its first year and continue to cost billions of dollars every subsequent year after. And so, folks, Republicans are going to use this $6.5 billion surplus as a plan to try to stopgap the measure of a flat tax to make it seem like there's not a big problem. And then the problem gets worse and worse and worse because we will not have a $6.5 billion surplus every single year, especially when you kneecap the state at a flat income tax rate of 3.5%.
And then you go and blame the libs for spending way too much on other things like water.
It's the city of Milwaukee. It's the county of Milwaukee's fault for, you know, wanting bus routes or trying to have county parks. It's their fault. It's the liberal run areas of the state. That is what Republicans will try to sell this as, along with the fairness that Brian's
been. You know what? Listen, you know what? If you want to say that this is the reason to do this is because of the $6.6 billion surplus, thank you for bouncing everything back by investing in small businesses, Tony Evers. But if you want to go and say that, oh, we have this $6.6 billion surplus, you know, I have no problem doing that if the state was running correctly. If people weren't voting to raise their own taxes so their schools can work. If, let's say, you know, people who live on an island in the middle of a freshwater, you know, area can't get their own fresh water because of PFAS chemicals, things like that. I'm saying that maybe we should use that to go and fix the problems around the state rather than saying, hey, let's refinance again.
Yeah. And this is a quote from State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. You will see a flat tax proposal, he said, of Senate GOP proposals in the upcoming legislative session. We can't keep ignoring the fourth tax bracket in Wisconsin. We have the resources to do this, LeMahieu said, referring to a projected budget surplus of more than $6.6 billion. If we do this in Wisconsin, it will just be huge. Folks, if there's a platitude out there that a politician tries to sell you, allow us to do this. It'll be huge. We've seen that before. It doesn't work.
You know what's huge?
Terrible plan.
You know it's going to be huge? Foxconn is going to be huge.
It's going to win the 21st century, Brian. This is the next win the 21st century plan that Republicans have for Wisconsin, and their track record at this one sucks. Like, literally, the amount of austerity that the state would have to do every single budget cycle after this to account for the lack of revenue that won't be coming into the state because they kneecap the tax rate at 3.5%. We're talking even more local referendums to be able to pay for our public schools. We're talking about not having roads to be able to drive on safely, not having any county or city parks. Like, this is insane, Brian.
It literally is, because every time that there's any problems anywhere or any sort of anything, whether it's good or bad, the only proposal that Republicans can actually come up with that actually has any action behind it is tax cuts. And you do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's like, hey, I like Gatorade. It makes me, you know, hydrated. So I'm going to pour it on the plants. And then I'm going to use it to go and clean everything. And then I'm going to use Gatorade to go and put in my car because I don't understand how anything works. But I know it's a liquid. So I'm just going to use Gatorade only from here on out.
Folks, we're living in the idiocracy. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. If you want to join the conversation, share your Friday tangent with us, 844-967-2789. You can call or text Dueling Tangents all 2 o'clock hour long. You're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to continue the conversation about why Devin LeMahieu's bad at his job coming up next as well.
We'll take your calls and give you tax cuts, I promise.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for snow mixing with then changing to rain tonight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows level off around 31. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs around 40. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Hi. One for you. Welcome back, everybody. Doing Tangents with Luke and Brian. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Network. Please give us a call anytime. Call or text 844-967-2789. Evan, we're going to rely on you to fill us in with poignant text, but right now, we're going to go right to the phones. I'm not even going to go anything crazy. I got nothing to say other than, hey, how you doing, David in San Francisco? What's going on, man?
What's going on, David?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. You know, this morning we had 33 degrees. So we came that close to freezing. Can a person really survive below 32 degrees?
I don't know. I'm interested to see if the fog would just fall right out of the air.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. Yeah, so it's interesting. The flat tax that you were talking about, that's for the state of Wisconsin, or are they pushing that nationwide?
No, they're proposing that for the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, reason I ask, back in Ronald Reagan's day, they were pushing the flat tax too, but they were saying that we would need to do it at 10%, and that I think some economists validated that if the rich actually paid taxes, that you would only need to do a 6%. But if the Wisconsin so-called conservatives are saying 5%, they're still talking about starving it, starving the government. And when you think about it, I don't know if you all have ever studied Naomi Klein, but she is an economist, put together a book on disaster economics. It was also called Vulture Economics, and that the real point of these so-called conservatives is to starve government so that it has to sell the assets. It has to sell the schools to Betsy DeVos. It has to sell the parks to fracking. It has to sell the
sell the space program to a giant several different billionaires and a whole bunch of other people. And yeah, I totally get you, man. That's what they're doing. I mean, right now in Wisconsin, just to go and clarify, and thank you for the call, David. They're right now the progressive tax goes from 3.54 to like
7.6.
It's 7.6. And that's for people making over like 250,000 or something like that. But very approximating there. They want to take it down to the lowest version, which is 3.5, which would cut a massive hole. And again, it'd be fine if they actually paid anything. But what our callers are paying is their time. So we're going to go and talk to Mr. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, man?
You know, I had this whole thing I was going to say, but aren't you guys sick of being so cruel to those people like LeMahieu and Voss? You know, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
I haven't tired of it yet. I don't think we're too cruel.
When I'm when I cry for the fact that, like, hey, why can't Jim Menard buy a new yacht every year? I mean, that guy needs more yachts. Or, like, little Ganey needs, like, 55 ponies. She picks the two she likes, and the rest go to the glue factory. I mean, it just sheds a tear, you know, when these super rich people can't survive. Ugh.
Jake, did you know that you can now purchase submarines? You can purchase luxury submarines. They can they can range from like maybe 10 or so people that can be on board to up to like almost 100 people that can be on board. Rather than a yacht, you have a luxury submarine. I'm sure that doesn't come. That probably comes with somebody from Blackwater, I would assume, manning the helm.
Yeah. Well, I just turned into a Republican conservative yesterday because, you know, I was fighting the whole time, but the trading cards just, you know, now I'm a full-fledged conservative. I want to say, I think Devin LeMahieu is going to mention a 100% tax cut only for rich people, you know?
Oh, yeah, they've created enough loopholes, Jake.
You know, and honestly, they don't, and thank you for the call, Jake, they don't care about what anybody says. Because Voss and LeMahieu had a hearing, a public hearing, mm-hmm. where they took open comment and they had hundreds of people come in to talk about redistricting and fair maps. And zero people stood up and were witnesses for their side other than those two. And they said, thank you very much for your input. We're going to go with our idea.
Yeah, they're not necessarily.
They completely ignored the will of the people directly to their face.
Brian, the Wisconsin voters chose Tony Evers and Josh Call in 2018, and Republicans were like, all right, yeah, you got picked by the voters, but we're going to curb those powers that you have over there at the governor's mansion and the attorney general's office because, we can do it. And that's what Republicans do. They do what they can get away with, and Devin LeMahieu thinks that he's going to get away with a 3.5% flat tax that would cripple the government in Wisconsin. And that's what Republicans want. They want to cripple the government. They want to say that it's bad, but they want to be elected to the positions. And then what they do is hamstring it any way they can to show that government doesn't work, but only when you run it thinking that government doesn't work, folks.
Hey, you ever done that Elf on the Shelf thing?
I have not.
It really works for those kids that are between the third and fifth grade thing. They still are like, they're like, I think I know how it works now. And they're completely wrong every time. But you understand it. Same thing with explaining them the flat tax. That's what the whole point is that the voters have a third to fifth grade level of understanding of this.
Here's the important thing, Brian. We've got a story as well about Devin that he's been open to changing his mind. So maybe we're going to get to that one and share a little sound of what we got. Listen, him flip-flopping.
So wait, hold on a second. A Republican's open to changing his mind, and this is now a story because that's how rare it happens. Way to go.
Well, he changed it kind of in the wrong direction, and that's more or less why it's the story. Okay. But we're going to get to that story and your phone calls. Okay. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded. And follow the show and network on Twitter at Dueling Tangents for the show, at Civic Media US for the network. We've got a couple more segments left in the day. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and the First Lady offering reflections on the passing of Pope Emeritus Benedict.
Mr. Biden called Pope Benedict generous and recalled their meaningful conversation in 2011 when, as vice president, Biden met with Pope Benedict at the Vatican.
CBS's Bo Erickson. Russia has launched more than a dozen missiles across Ukraine. The BBC's Hugo Bashega is in Kyiv.
Ukrainians rushed to shelters after the air raid alert sounded at lunchtime on the last day of the year, which is traditionally busy with celebrations. In Kyiv, emergency workers have been sent to three districts hit by explosions. Air defense has been activated in regions across the country.
In his New Year's address, Russian President Putin said moral historical rightness is on Russia's side. A powerful storm in California.
Through this morning, there were widespread areas of 4 to 8 inches of rain, especially along the foothills in the Sierra.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service, CBS News Brief.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Little black submarines operate, please.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening to this program across the Civic Media Network. If you want to give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. And Brian, it is just a... I don't mean to pick on Devin LeMahieu, as Jake from Milwaukee may have indicated it may come off like. But when the leader of the state Senate is putting out bad ideas, I think they should be called out. That's all.
All right. All right. Everybody who wants Proposal A, say something now. Crickets. Everybody who wants Proposal B,
and the crowd
say something
goes
now.
Wild.
The crowd. All right, we're gonna go with Proposal A.
Huh? Yeah, it's pretty weird, folks. But the flat tax proposal that, you know, Republicans swore when they found out that it could be electorally bad for them wasn't actually a proposal that they would pursue. They're still going to pursue it, even though they don't have Tim Michaels in the governor's mansion. So the good thing is,
it was such a winning. It was such a winning thing that it totally launched Tim Michaels to the governor's. No, it didn't. I keep bringing this up again. The people don't matter. I forget.
You want to know where it launched Tim Michaels to? Back to his Connecticut mansion. That's where sent him.
You know what? Either way, it matters to him because somehow he's using one of the two to go and write off the other one. So it doesn't matter. What I can tell you is that we have a couple callers, and I want to get to them before we change subjects here. Joanne from Madison, how you doing?
Yes,
what's happening?
Great show. Another economic question, but related. We've got a great pension system right now, but that's a big tranche of money out there that could be tempting for the Republicans. And I'm worried because, for example, I teach at a university around here, and when we recruit people, we use the pension as a way to recruit people, and we're not going to bring people to this state anymore unless we have an enticement like this great pension system. And if the Republicans mess it up, as they very well might, and use those monies for all sorts of purposes, as you were talking about, to make their tax plans work, I'll be on the street with a cup and a cane and all that, and I think a lot of other people will as well. I mean, we count on that pension. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, I totally understand, and I appreciate it. I just don't think they're ever going to invest in anything that has to do with any state employees or education, legacy of Scott Walker, because that's about it.
Yeah, no, being able to take care of employee pensions would be an excellent investment of $6.5 billion, or at least just a small portion of that surplus, but that is not going to happen when it comes to Republican priorities in Madison. But it's important to know that Daisy wanted to chime in with her tangent as well. So we got a little.
She's not happy with Devin LeMahieu. She does not like that guy. She hears about Devin and she's like, no. But she also feels the tension. Like she feels like the my hackles rise. And then she's like, what was there? Is there something around here? So she's probably, in her mind, something bad is happening.
But no, we're just we're kind of making sure Devin LeMahieu knows that we're keeping an eye on what he's proposing and what he's doing. But before we get to the next story of Devin LeMahieu, let's head back over to the phone lines. We got one more caller to squeeze in before we jump subjects. We got Pizza Box Mike.
Yeah, Pizza Box on line 4. How you doing, Pizza Box? Pizza Box has a show every noon on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing but the dog and me, too. Bring that dog to the Capitol. I'm looking forward to this next legislative session. Because thanks to Sagewell and a bunch of other people working real hard at this fine network, not me, of course. I just do it for fun, 1 hour a week. We've got an opportunity to share what these guys have been doing for the last, who knows how long, right? At least the last 12 years that we've been watching since that great election in 2010. That turned my life upside down and watched Wisconsin get turned into the Dust Bowl? The Midwest Dust Bowl. Hey, they're not going to do prevailing wage or right to work either, remember? Everything the Republicans say that they're not going to do is exactly what they're going to plan to do, but we the people are going to be there this time. And I would suggest everybody find out that next legislative sessions, which usually boss, has 1 week in January, February, and March. I think we should all take that time to be there and witness everything and let them know how we think about them.
Well, it's like a meteor shower. It only happens like once or twice a year. You kind of want to be there to watch it. It's worth staying up for.
Yeah, it really isn't that much time out of the year anymore. Remember, 2011 and 12, oh my God, it was, 24/7 we had to be there. And that was the best part about it. We made them have to sit there and listen to it. I'm going to tell you what, they need to hear it again.
Yeah, they absolutely need to hear it again and again and again and again. But I think it's also important to point out that the only way that this could happen is if they pass it from the legislature, which they can do. It get vetoed by Governor Tony Evers, which is, I believe, all but inevitable. I do not believe anything that Tony Evers has done to this point as governor would indicate that he would sign this type of proposal. But that being said, depending on how the outcome of the special election for the state Senate District 8 is next spring, the Republicans in the state Senate may be able to consolidate a 2/3 majority, which could override a veto. And if Robin Voss tries to, say, override that veto the same time that there's a Democratic lawmaker that's sick and can't make it into the Capitol, and folks, Robin Voss is a vile human. Vile.
Oh, yeah.
Take advantage if the opportunity presents itself. They could have a quorum that exceeds two-thirds majority to override a veto. So we have to hope for the health and safety of every single lawmaker in the state assembly as well, so that that majority cannot be achieved when doing legislative math.
So I'm reminded of the before the pandemic, the plight of Rep. Jimmy Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Rep. Jimmy Anderson is wheelchair bound and made a proposal to possibly, you know, join the session via remote or via Zoom, you know, a couple times a week just to go and accommodate, just, you know, to make it a little bit easier, because it takes him hours every morning just to get out in the day. And it's just, he's way more productive and can represent his people a lot better as well. On top of that, the Senate already has that in the Senate. Robin Voss said no.
Robin Voss refused to accommodate another state lawmaker that was making that request out of just his need is greater to come into the middle of the night. When they had marathon legislative sessions where Representative Anderson had to sit in his chair for hours upon hours of time without being able to know when the legislative session was going to end, it almost borderlines cruel and an abusive workplace, because that is what Robin Voss is already subject state lawmakers to.
That was before the pandemic too.
Yes. And so to think that if he could get any wild proposal like a flat tax passed through the legislature by overriding a veto, if he can make the math work, there's absolutely a chance that he's going to take it.
Dude, I wouldn't put it past him to go and tell people who have COVID to go and meet with Democratic lawmakers so that they'd have a spree of Democratic lawmakers that are out and they can get a majority real quick. I wouldn't put that past him for a second.
No, and it's disgusting to think that that is the work conditions for state lawmakers of either party.
I'm disgusted that I have that thought and not a joke. You know what I mean? Like, I'm disgusted with myself for having that thought. And thinking that I would not be surprised if I found out that happened. That's where it's at. And I feel horrible about saying that.
It would not be shocking. And that is the state of state partisan politics here in Wisconsin. And it is going to absolutely be something that we have to keep an eye on. Because when they say one thing and they flip to something else, it is just par for the course. They're not held accountable. It just gets reported as is with the good nature of there's a lot of hardworking reporters in the state of Wisconsin trying to keep all of this information out in the public. But Devin LeMahieu and other elected officials don't really care. We saw U.S. Senator Ron Johnson say, well, I say whatever I need to get the press off my back. You can't hold me accountable for my statements to the press. I say whatever I need to get the press off my back. He pretends to walk around with a phone up to his ear like he's on a phone call, even though the reporters that are asking him questions can see that he's not on a phone call. And so when Devin LeMahieu said that he didn't want to make changes to military absentee ballot requests because, again, some rogue actors decided to break the law and illegally request absentee ballots, already illegal. Already a crime in the state of Wisconsin. If you request somebody else's absentee ballot, that is a crime. You can be held accountable for the crimes on the books. But could now, be. Devin LeMahieu said that he wasn't going to change anything to that process. It wasn't something that he was looking into. And now he's flip-flopped on that. And we've got a little audio from CBS 58. And Evan, if you could play it for the folks, this is State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu on how he has flip-flopped and now wants to make changes to military absentee ballot requests in Wisconsin.
I think that's something we definitely should look into. There is sort of a weakness in the system exposed there. So I think that's something we can look into.
You do want to look into it.
Yeah,
because I believe it was a few weeks ago before Thanksgiving you said, that's off the table.
Yeah. sometimes you change your mind.
Okay, and why did you change your mind?
I just think that shows a flaw in the system.
That's your state Senate majority leader, folks.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. Oh,
it's going to be huge.
Shows a flaw in the system. It is so disingenuous. And that is excellent reporting by Emily Fannin from CBS 58. She did a terrific job asking that follow-up question, saying, well, just days ago, weeks ago, you were saying this wasn't something you were going to look into, but now you're open to it. And it's a terrible, terrible answer from Devin LeMahieu. Just, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. And so when they say one thing,
sometimes it's different.
When they're not going to pursue a flat tax, and then all of a sudden they're floating proposals to move the state to a flat tax instead of the progressive income tax structure that we have. When they say they're not going to make it harder for members of military service to request absentee ballots because some rogue officials decided to break the law and illegally request them, they don't stand by those statements either. They're going to try to make it more difficult to vote in the state of Wisconsin now for military personnel because the big lie. And that's what it comes down to. They find out, they say one thing. They find out that that's not where the crazy base is. And then they start to move towards something completely different.
So you're saying that maybe following a crazy base of people and trying to justify again, tax cuts, and then like repackaging tax cuts over and over again. Like that's
are we all that surprised then that this is where we end up? That's the model they've been chasing for 40 years, Brian.
Do you remember? Remember when like it was like, you know, like there was a Republican solution to other things? Like there was like things you could disagree with, but like it maybe it was different than what you proposed, but also was the solution too, like. Like you can fix something with, you know, let's say duct tape in one situation, or you could fix things with glue in another situation. Like, why can't we figure out that like some people like glue and some people like duct tape, but at least we agree it is adhesive. Right now we're talking about duct tape and like Jell-O.
Fire.
Fire.
That's the solution. Just burn it all down. That's the solution they give. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Or like just a loud noise, like bam.
You're lucky because I don't remember a time when there was actually a Republican solution to these problems. Folks, if you're out there and you have one, feel free to share with us or share a tangent. 844-967-2789. We got one more segment left in this week. You got plenty of time for your phone calls, so give us a call. Otherwise, we'll see which tangent Brian and I run down next. Stay tuned. Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for snow mixing with then changing to rain tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 30. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 40. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Whose song is that remembered? At random serpentine, through fatty coils emerging, some other thought it's thinking, this light sound.
Welcome back, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
We're just teasing them. You're waiting to tell them what they're listening to. It's sitting on the edge of my seat, my man.
You're listening to us on Civic Media. It's exciting. So...
if you want to learn more about what Civic Media is, because maybe this is the first time you're hearing about Civic Media, and you're like, what? What is that? Go to our website, civicmedia.us. You can learn more about Dueling Tangents and the other fine programs that we put out across the airwaves. You can see where all of the stations are. We got an excellent coverage map. You can see where the closest station to you is. Or you can sign up to learn more where maybe a new station may be popping up soon. Civicmedia.us, that's the website to learn more.
Now, I got a story I want to get to, but I do want to get to our caller first because she likes to, you know, she doesn't need to be kept holding. So, Jeannie from Eau Claire, how you doing? Welcome back.
Hi, Jeannie.
Well, that's really sweet of you guys. Thank you. Hey, I just want to say you guys keep up the great work, and everything you said is factual, and this is going to help our state get educated on these Yahoos that are running our state. They do lie. They don't listen to the people. That's a fact. Will's running wild, you know, with all their lawsuits trying to prevent the people from getting, you know, access to their tax dollars. I mean, it's just really messed up in our state. And thank you, guys. Keep up the great work. This was very interesting today, and everything you said was fact. Thank you so much. And you guys have a good evening, okay? Bye.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call. And you talk about Yahoos and the people that get riled up. That brings in the second part of this is that we talked about the things they're doing. They're trying to do things like, you know, cut taxes and that type of thing. But the way they get there and the way they get their power is by riling up a bunch of Yahoos. And that has, I don't know if you know this, it has consequences.
What is that word? I've never heard that before, Brian. I don't know if the Republicans listening have ever heard that word.
This is something that when someone in power does something horrible or makes a really stupid decision or riles up a bunch of people and then walks away from it, this is what happens to other people that have nothing to do with it. So this is...
let's hear the story. Then I'm willing to learn more.
The Arrowhead superintendent is going to retire in 2023, citing political agendas in schools. This is by Drew Dawson, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Arrowhead's in the Heartland School District.
One of the biggest high schools in the state, I believe.
Yeah. Laura Mira announced to staff Wednesday she was going to retire, citing the increasing politicization of schools. Her last day will be August 7th of next year. In a letter, she says, extraneous influences have forced a drastic change upon the focus of her job. I am a firm believer that political agendas in any direction, should not have influence within classrooms and school decisions. In the field of K-12 education as of late, I see political pressures negatively impacting educators' ability to focus on the true mission of schools, educating kids and preparing them for successful learning careers and life after high school graduation, she said in the letter. And then she goes on. Thank you so much for teachers. Lately, teachers and administrators are encountering mistrust, respect, disrespect, and a forced shift in our prioritized areas of focus. It is disheartening to observe and experience this. not an isolated circumstance. In the Heartland Lakeside School District, Heartland Lakeside School Board member used the phrase colored students. Fun. Additionally, Menominee Falls Republicans are pushing to change school board elections, but they don't mention what's going on. They had an issue with pronouns and LGBTQ representation and things like that. And that's with a caveat that I have a problem with. When she says things like in any direction, I prefer that political agendas don't even enter in. Well, guess what? You know what you have to teach in school? Politics. You know what happens in school? Life. Kids have things that happen to them. People say stupid things on the school board, like, you know, very ignorant things like we just mentioned. And you're going to have to deal with them. You can't isolate yourself in some tower. That's the whole problem. And that's the exact issue that, you know, that back in the 90s, they started grasping upon. You can't go to the stupid liberals in their ivory towers. They just, you know, whatever, you know, you can't just ignore it, which is what she's doing by quitting and walking away. She's saying, I can't deal with this. It's too much for me. I'm okay. If you can't handle it, walk away. But my point is that, well, let's not pretend it's not a whole bunch of pronoun issues again, you know?
No, it's there are cultural wars being waged by certain people specifically. Some people just want to be recognized for their existence. Yeah. They are individuals that want to be used. When I tell you my name is Luke and you call me Steve instead of Luke, I'm going to correct you. That's how people should be.
Even if you always get called Anthony instead of Tony and you like prefer Tony, you can say, hey, please.
Yeah. And it's not your ability to define anybody else. Only you can define you. And so when you have these cultural wars being waged over, no, I'm going to do however way I want to do it. And then those fights boil up on school boards or county boards or any facet of life. Yeah, politics exists everywhere. But like you said, Brian, you can't just pack it up and leave. You got to be able to stand and stick around for what you're fighting for. And it's disheartening to hear.
Let's also not think of, let's not forget about the Keele School District. I mean,
yeah,
the entire town of Keele got shut down. The entire town got shut down with bomb threats because of pronouns. I mean, it's not like she's walking away because, you know,
Hang on. It wasn't just pronouns. It was that there were specific actors that decided to take a Title IX investigation and blast it into the stratosphere, take it to the right-wing media ecosystem, and complain about it, that three eighth grade boys were being asked to use the correct or being investigated for not using the correct pronouns for a student over and over and over again to the point that it got to abuse. So it's not just pronouns. It's that there are people using these wedge issues to try to wage the cultural battles, and that it gets amplified and then leads to a entire town of 5,000 people being immobilized because of those bomb threats. We've got to be able to connect those dots, because it's not just pronouns that lead to bomb threats.
It's true.
There are major actors that play a role in how it gets from one of those to the other.
Proper educators would normally use this as, you know, a learning experience to go and work through it. But when there's bomb threats on the table, and there's the entire national media that if you, you know, say or do the wrong thing and this ends up being blown up, you could be a national catastrophe. Oh, by the way, let's not pay teachers either.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back next week at 2 p.m. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you then.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.